Hey, buddy. What's up? I see you're in an exhausted mood, as always. You want to talk about it? Okay. You don't have to say anything, but if you want to open up, I'm all ears. Come on. It's not often that I get to see an old buddy of mine where I can joke around with, right? We did not talk about the Easter Bunny incident, thank you very much. Your boss is treating you so rough. Come here. I know you're not much of the hugging type, but if I remember correctly, that was the first feature that made us become friends. Someone, aka you, really wanted to hug this bunny girl. And one of the reasons why I fell for you. Nothing to worry about. We're buddies after all, right? Hey, could you cover for me for a second? Thanks. Look, I get it. It can be a very stressful time of the year. People seem to forget what this time of year is all about. You know, the whole peace on earth and goodwill towards men kind of thing. But instead, they forget the essentials and just trample over people like you and me. Remember how we first met? You were being bullied because you were carrying around that whole stuffed bunny around. I mean, what were you even thinking? Yeah, we were in preschool, but that doesn't excuse you for painting a big grand bullseye. Right on the first day. I remember you almost lost it during nap time. Now you had to have it in order to sleep. Well, of course I remember it. It was the first day I became friends. I remember cupping your ears, and you would be a lot calmer. How would you ease into me and fall asleep? Right next to me. It's a memory that I still hold dear. You know, what made it special was right after the nap, we found your stuffed bunny. You really loved bunnies back then, huh? Oh, please. I'm just messing with you. I mean, your favorite Looney Tune was Bugs Bunny. And your favorite books was the Peter Rabbit series. And your favorite cartoon villain was Snowball. And most importantly, your favorite Disney character was Roger Rabbit. I mean, at this rate, why don't you just marry a bunny girl? What I meant was, Right, I put the mistletoe in here because some of the patrons were getting a little too frisky. Don't worry. None of them can really stand up to us, anyways. I guess. You know how I feel now? Come on. You can't be that dense. The point is. For Christmas this year. So by the look of things, I guess you feel the same way. Next time that boss of yours gives you trouble, send them down. I'll show him why you don't mess with a girlfriend. Especially one who can make drinks like me. So, what will you have to drink?